Scotland's tartan army is ready to paint New England blue. The FIFA World Cup is more than a soccer tournament. It's a global celebration of culture, passion, and unforgettable memories. As the first 2026 World Cup match in Massachusetts approaches, New England is preparing for an invasion unlike any other. No, it's not an army with tanks or weapons. It's Scotland's famous tartan army, a sea of blue jerseys, kilts, songs, and smiling supporters ready to transform Boston, Foxborough, and Providence into a festival of football. The excitement begins long before kickoff. Scottish fans are arriving from across the Atlantic, bringing with them decades of tradition and an unmatched reputation for creating one of the friendliest and loudest atmospheres in international soccer. As one excited supporter proudly said, "We will be turning some heads, I think, when we go, definitely." That confidence isn't surprising. The Tartan Army has traveled around the world supporting Scotland for generations. They once organized nearly 200,000 supporters to attend a match in Germany, and now thousands are making the journey to New England for Scotland's World Cup campaign. Boston's famous Hennessy's Bar near Faneuil Hall has become one of the gathering places for the Scottish faithful. Before Scotland faces Haiti, hundreds of fans will fill the pub with chants, laughter, and celebration. The bar is embracing the occasion completely. Staff members are wearing promotional t-shirts sent by Scottish supporters, and even Scottish beers have been added to the menu. As Noel Summers from Hennessy's explained, "Their energy is going to bring up the vibe of the whole city. We are glad to have the World Cup here." Of course, no tartan army story would be complete without a little humor. The supporters have chartered dozens of classic yellow school buses to carry them from Boston to Foxborough. Their transportation plan has become almost as entertaining as the soccer itself. One fan joked about their shopping plans before arriving at the stadium. "We're heading on down to the stadium with a stop at an off-license to pick up about 4,500 cans of lager to get us through," he added with a laugh. "I don't know how much we'll be back there on the way back. Probably not too much." Rather than expensive ride shares, organizing buses has actually become the more affordable option for many supporters. More importantly, it allows everyone to travel together while singing and celebrating throughout the journey. As another memorable prediction described the scene, a fleet of yellow school buses with some pretty boisterous and probably drunk by that point as well, Scotland fans heading down. "You'll see us and hear us." The celebration won't stop after one match. The following day, thousands of Scottish supporters plan to march through Boston toward Fenway Park before attending a Red Sox game. Their singing has become legendary around the world, although one famous tune won't be welcomed. Recalling an incident in Germany, one supporter laughed. "I don't think the DJ got the memo. He was rightly booed when he played that one." Many fans are also choosing Providence, Rhode Island, as their home base during the tournament. Hotel prices are often lower, and the city offers convenient transportation to Foxborough. As organizer Mike McGregor explained with typical Scottish humor, people were seeing it was closer to the stadium and cheaper for rooms. Good old Scotsmen being frugal with their money. Providence is preparing for thousands of visitors with fan headquarters at local pubs, organized marches through downtown, citywide fan festivals, and transportation hubs designed to move supporters efficiently to the stadium. Even more impressive is the charitable spirit accompanying the celebrations. While enjoying the world's biggest sporting event, the Tartan Army also plans to present a $10,000 check to Hasbro Children's Hospital in Providence. It's another reminder that great sports fans often leave behind more than just unforgettable memories. They leave a positive impact on the communities they visit. The World Cup always creates incredible moments on the field, but some of its greatest stories happen off the pitch. The arrival of Scotland's Tartan Army promises colorful parades, joyful singing, friendly competition, and acts of generosity that will be remembered long after the final whistle. For New England, this isn't simply hosting another sporting event. It's welcoming thousands of passionate visitors whose love for their country, their team, and the beautiful game will create an atmosphere unlike anything the region has experienced before. Whether Scotland wins or loses, one thing is certain. The Tartan Army will make sure everyone knows they were there.